You've talked about your season and your tackling this year. You were in on the one play where Forte dragged a couple of you guys in the end zone.
Well, I mean, if you watch the play, I made a tackle, and me and him both is stood up. But, I mean, you look, I end up on the bottom, and I got, like, four offensive linemen on top of his back, on top of all of us. So, I mean, I don't know what more you can actually do. You know, he's coming through the hole. I'm the free safety, you know. It's one of those situations where we're trying to hold them. I'm trying to hold them up at, 300-pound offensive lineman, 210-pound safety. You're not going to do much. So, again, I mean, you can watch the play. Had him wrapped up. We're both in a stalemate. He's fighting. I'm trying to fight to get him down. But at the same time, you got his offensive lineman pushing the pile. And, again, we end up in the end zone.
The other one in space, he dragged you maybe 20.
If you look two plays before that, you mean he managed to make Keem Ayers miss a tackle. So, you know, Forte is space, you know, he can make you miss. So I took away the inside angle. As he got running, I reached to try to grab him. He, you know, stiffed arm me a little bit, but I was able to grab his shoulder pads. And then from there, to keep him getting a horse collar, which I end up still getting a horse collar, I was trying to find a way to get him down without getting an extra 15-yard penalty with the horse collar. So it puts you in a situation where, you know, a guy, you know, breaks an open field. I don't know what happened with the breakdown was, but, I mean, I know it was a man coverage. He breaks open field. You take away the inside angle. And from there, I mean, I'm trying to keep him getting the horse collar, but still end up getting the horse collar. So, I mean, you're going to say what you want to say, but, I mean, I'm trying to get the guy down without getting a penalty.
What's the mood like on the sideline and the attitude like on the sidelines as this thing is unfolding and getting worse?
As a defensive player, you know, you don't want to give up. You know, you're just out there still trying to play hard, not give up any more points or whatnot, and just hoping that the offense will give you a break. But, I mean, again, we was out there a lot today with short field, so we was already in a tough situation. But, again, as the mood on the sideline, I mean, nobody gave up, and that's a positive thing on this defense.
Michael, most points ever given up at the stadium. How fed up are you about what has transpired?
Man, it's frustration. It's very frustrating. I mean, it's, you know, at one point you think you got some things you know, fix, and then, you know, things is, you know, what, 6-7 turnovers a day. Can't win football games that way.
Is there a belief in the coaching staff that they're getting you guys where you need to be to win games?
I mean, we had a good week of practice, and I mean, I guess one thing we didn't practice was the you know, stripping the ball, you know, ball security. And the ball was on the ground, you know, a lot today. And they managed to, you know, get turnovers, and as a defense, I mean, there ain't too much you can do. You know, you gotta, as an offensive player, if you turn the ball over and they score points, you know, we gotta score points also. So, as a whole, you know, defense and offense gotta work together and help each other out.
Are you actually saying that was not worked on? I mean, that seems hard to believe given their propensity for causing turnovers.
I mean, this week in practice, I mean, we wasn't stripping the ball or nothing. I think it might have been something we probably should have practiced, but, I mean, nobody, you know. No, it's in the middle of the season, so that's one thing. As a, you know, professional player, you know, ball security is number one priority when you got the balls in your hands. So, I mean, it's a tough loss, tough situation, and I mean, I'm pretty sure from here on out, I mean, we're gonna be working on ball security.
Is this season lost, or is there anything that can be salvaged at this point?
Man, we gotta keep playing. At the end, you know, whatever the last game is, December, whatever, that's when you start talking about, you know, what goes from there. But right now, we still got 7 football games ahead of us. We got Miami next week. It's a good football team. And we got to go to Miami. We got to try to get us a win. Michael, that first quarter.